This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Wednesday, August 29th. Well, Friday's bearish USDA report finally settles in with cattle traders. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Today, cattle really retreated. Yesterday's cattle rally, it seems like that they were just kind of like tagging along with the hogs. And with this NAFTA deal in there, you know, they're hoping that maybe we're going to be able to participate as well. That really gave the market a little bit of a higher move. Now, the feeders were also following a little bit lower along with the live cattle. The optimism seems to be fading a lot more and seems like it's, you know, going lower even than the live cattle did. That being said, this pullback that we've got didn't completely negate everything, and the fact that we did get a rally yesterday means that we had some to give back.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down one at 498. September corn was down 5 3/4 at 340 3/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day unchanged, ranging from 595 to 612. Hardbread winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for September were down 2.5, ranging from 599 1/4 to 609 1/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for September were down 2 1/4, ranging from 639 1/2 to 654 1/2. Live cattle for August were down 40 cents at 107.80. August feeder cattle was down 87.5 cents at 149.40. And August Class 3 milk was down a penny at 1502.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.